Today's subject matter is, what is religion? So, we are reciting some verses from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the subject matter, dharma, is discussed. It is said that dharma tu sarsad bhagavatam. Dharma, it is Sanskrit word, and the English translation generally it is made as religion. The religion is accepted as a kind of faith. But it may be wrong or right according to the different time, persons, climate, condition, so many considerations. But Srimad Bhagavat says, dharma tu sāsād bhagavatam. Dharma or religion means the law given by God. Simple formula. As there are laws given by the state, similarly, the supreme state, supreme governor, is the supreme personality of God. God means the supreme being, supreme person. So, are the supreme authority. Supreme means the greatest authority. As in a state, the greatest authority is the government. Similarly, throughout the cosmic manifestation, throughout the whole creation, there must be some supreme authority. So that supreme authority is God, and whatever He gives, the rules and regulations, that is called religion. You cannot change it. That is law, whimsically, you cannot change. Then you will be punished. Similarly, the laws and the words of the regulative principles given by God, that is religion, and if you do not follow it, then you will be punished. Actually, the Sanskrit word dharma means the constitutional position. We may try to understand what is the meaning of dharma. Just like fire. Fire means there must be heat and light. Without heat and light, there is no meaning of fire. If you say that we have got fire, but there is no heat and no light, so what kind of fire is it? So, that fire and light of heat and light of fire is to be understood as dharma. You cannot change it. This is no possibility. Otherwise, there is no meaning. There's water. Water is liquid. Any water, any parts of the world, when you take water, it is liquid. Therefore, this liquidity is the dharma of water. You take anything. Actually, dharma means characteristic. anything you say. That's why I am speaking before this microphone. So, it does not produce the sound, then what kind of microphone is? The sound production from the microphone is the dhamma, is the reading. Natural characteristic. So what is the natural characteristic of human being? The natural characteristic is that we serve the superior. That is natural characteristic. Either you become Christian or Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist, nobody can say that I do not serve any superior. Nobody can say. One must serve. That is all. Faith, ritualistic. I am today Hindu. I can accept the ritualistic process. Tomorrow of the Christian faith, or a Christian may take another ritual. But his business to serve the superior, that does not change. Either you become Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it does not. It is not that Hindus, they only serve in the office, the Christian do not. No. The service is there. The actual is the service is involved. Not this rubber stamp, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. No. That is dedication. Actual dharma means the characteristic. If you take sugar, if you take sugar, it is sweet. The sweetness is the characteristic of sugar. That is dharma. If you take chili, it is very hot. If you take a chili and if it is sweet, it is immediately, it is not good chili. Because there is no dharma. So, dharma means characteristic. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that Devapani hito dharma jadanmasta viparjaya Devo Narayana sastra Swayambhu riti sustuma. So therefore we have to understand dharma from scriptures. Veda means the book of knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Vitti Veda, Veda, Jnana. So, we have to take knowledge from authorized scriptures, authorized law book. A big lawyer means who is quite aware of the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious person means who knows completely, at least, or partially also, the laws of God. That is dharma. That is dharma. So, what is God? You have to understand. Then what does He say? You have to understand. Then you can execute actually what is religion. If you do not know what is government, what is the laws of the government, how you can become a good citizen, that is not possible. A good citizen, abide good citizen means to abide by the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious person means who abides by the order of God. This is God. So, this question was raised by the servants of Jamaraj in the matter of Ajamil Pakistan. And the Jamaraj, he is known as Dharmaraj, master of understanding the religious principles. So he explained what is dharma. He said, dharmam tu sāpsād bhagavatva nītam. Dharmam tu sāpsād bhagavatva nītam. Navai vidu hi sayonāti deva. Nasiddha mukhya asura manusya kutonu vidya dharacāranādaya. There are different planetary systems, and in each and every planetary system, there are different types of living beings or human beings. As we have got on this planet, different parts of the world, different parts of this globe, we have got different types of persons. We are talking of persons only, human beings. Other living entities, we are not taking into consideration. Because this hormone is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Religious system is there in the human society. Any civilized human society, there is a system of religion. It doesn't matter. What is that religion? That is civilized human civilization. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. In the human society, in the civilized human society, if there is no conception of God, if there is no conception of God's order or God's law, that is not human society. That is animal society. The cats and dogs or other animals, big animals, they have no sense. What is the law of God? What is God? How to execute that? That is not expected there. Take for example, in your country, the law is keep to the left while you drive your car. That is the order of the state. But if you do not obey the state order, instead of driving on the left side, if you drive on the right side, he immediately becomes a criminal, punishable. But the same right and left consideration, if a dog or a cat or a cow violates, instead of going on the left side, if he passes, he has no fault. He is animal. He is animal. Or a child. If he violates law. If I take anything without your permission, that is called stealing. If I enter your house without your permission, that is trespass. So these are laws, and it is applicable to the grown-up man, intelligent man, civilized man. It must. If you want to enter somebody's house, and if you see the sign of no admission without permission, you will never, because you are civilized. But a cat and dog will enter. A child will enter. Therefore, these laws of dharma or religious system is made for the civilized human being. Not for the uncivilized cats and dogs. No. Therefore, when a civilized man, so-called civilized man, has no knowledge of God, no knowledge of the laws of God, it is simply an insult. They are animals. They are not to be considered as human beings. This is all. This is it. You cannot violate the laws of God. You cannot disobey the laws of God. You cannot say that I do not know the laws of God. You must know. That's like a good citizen. You must know what is the law of the state. If you say in the court, "My Lord, I did not know this law," that is not excuse. You will not be excused. As a citizen, good citizen, you are respected. Similarly, we must know what is dharma, what is God. That is your method. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Jada jada hi dharma sabgrani bhavati bharata, tadatmanam sridhamaham." Krishna says, God says, that when there is too much disobedience in the matter of law of the Supreme Lord, adharma, adharmasya bhuktana, godlessness, without any knowledge of God, without any knowledge of the God's order, that is called dharmasya glani. Discrepancy in the matter of discharging the order of God. Tadātmānam śrīdhāmaham. At that time, God advance or descends. He descends personally, he descends by representative, by his son, or by his name also. Because they are all identical. God, his representative, his name, his form, his activities, everything in relation to God, that is also God. This evening we are discussing. Actually, this world is also God. Idam ni Vishnam, Bhagavan Vivekam. Vishnam is the whole universe of creation. Because it is creation of God, God has created. Therefore, the whole universe, whole creation is also God. Although it appears different from God. For example, just like the sun and the sunlight or sunshine, although apparently different, sun is different from the sunshine, still sunshine is also sun. Without sun, how there can be light in the sunshine? So, in broader sense, there is nothing but God, everything God. This is explained in the Vishnu Purana. Ekodesa sthita agni jyotna vistarina jatha. Sarvaiva brahmana shakti. Tathedam brahmana shakti. As the fire is placed, is situated in one place, but it is distributing the heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, although he is in his abode, the Goloka Vrindavan, is still by energy he is all perfect. All perfect, everywhere there is. The sunshine, the sun is 90 million miles away from us. But as soon as the sunshine is there, we can understand there is sun. So if we are thoughtful, then we can understand what is God and how his energies are acting. That you can understand. Exactly like that. As the fire is situated in one place, but the heat and light is working. Similarly, you can understand the existence of God by the energy of God. The energy, how the energy of God is working. You can understand God. And the energies are acting under certain laws given by God. Let's say the sun shines. There is a particular time. At this hour, the sun shines in the evening. At night, if you want sunshine, it is not possible. However advanced you may be in science, however scientific machinery you have discovered, but you cannot get sunshine in this night, dark night. No scientist can say, now we have discovered a scientific method by which at night also sun will rise. No, that is not. Of course, they sometimes say like that, rational life. But that is not possible. You cannot change the law of God. That is not possible. If you want sunshine, then you have to wait till morning. By the grace of God, by the order of God, sun will rise, you will get sunshine. Not by your scientificness. Similarly, here it is stated, धर्मं तु साक्षात् भगवत् प्रणीत न वै विदु ऋषयनापि देव ऋषय ऋषा मीन ग्रेट सेजेस ऋषय ग्रेट सेजेस ग्रेट साइंटिफिक पर्सन और ग्रेट थॉटफुल फिलोसोफर इवन साइंटिस्ट दे कैन नॉट क्रिएट धर्म धर्मं तु साक्षात् साक्षात् डायरेक्ट Dharma is directly made by God. Not that because one is very great, healthy person, great philosopher, great scientist, he can make a kind of religious system. No, that is not possible. That will not be religion. That may be something else, but that is not religion. Religion must be given by God. Dharma and Sasha. Acknowledge here in this verse, Navai vidu rishayanapu deva. Vidu, vidu means knowing. Rishaya, great scientific person. Navai vidu rishaya. Napi deva. Deva means demigod. There are very, very big, powerful demigods. Just like Indra, Chandra. The sun is also demigod. The sun is distributing the light, that is by the order of God, not independently. Anything you find, they are abiding by the laws of God, by the order of God. The whole total cosmic manifestation, which is called material energy, that is also acting by the order of God. Many shastras, we have to take knowledge from the shastras. And if you judge from good sense and intelligence, you will have to admit what is said in the shastras. Now just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that maya dhakshena prakriti shriyate sa characharam. We are very much astonished to see the activities of the material nature. Wonderfully working. But we do not know that behind the material nature there is God. Under His direction the material nature is working. That is intelligence. Material nature, matter. Matter cannot act independently. That is not possible. Just like this microphone is a combination of material things. Some iron, some other metals. But it has been adjusted, created by some living entity. Not that matter has automatically come into intermingling with each other and become a microphone. That is not possible. Take any message. It may be very wonderful message. Just like nowadays the wonderful message is computer. So, it acts very wonderfully. But, there must be a spark man to push the ball. Otherwise, it will not. Without that spark man, this wonderful machine is lump of iron. That's all. So there is no right. Take any machine. Similarly, this huge gigantic machine of cosmic manifestation, where innumerable planets are floating in the sky, just like cotton swab, don't think that it is so acting automatically. No. There is direction behind it, or there is brain behind it. And that brain, that big brain, is God. God is also like us, a being, but He is supreme being. As we are being, we have got our brain, we have got our creative power, we can do something, we can manufacture something, the European put name. But God has got big brain. We may float one mechanic aeroplane in the air, but by the God's plan, millions and trillions of heavy planets are floating in the air. That is God's plan. He has got also brain. He has got also creative power. We have also creative power. But we have got little. And He has got supreme power. That is the difference. God means the supreme brain, the supreme power. And we are kings. We are subordinate. Therefore, our position is to abide by the orders of God. That is actually the reason. Less powerful man starts the more power, that is the nature. Nura mahatana tatra. That's like human beings, they are misusing their brain by eating poor animals. Because human being is strong, he is eating the weaker. The fingers are little fingers. So, on my order, the fingers are what? Not by the order of fingers, I am what? Similarly, you cannot bring God in your business. But you must be engaged in God's business. That is it. That is it. It is very simple for me. So God is great. And we are teeny, small, living entities. Our only business is to serve God. We are serving any one of us. That means, if you do not serve God, then you have to serve Maya. He cannot use outside. Maya is another agent of God. Just like if you do not obey the laws of the state as a free man, then you will be put into the prison house as a criminal and you have to abide by God. You cannot say, no, I will not obey the orders of the state. That is not possible. If you voluntarily do not abide by the orders of the state, then you will be forced to abide by the state in the prison house. Similarly, those who have declared independence, so-called independence, nobody can be independent. That I do not believe in God. I do not want any type of religion or serving God. Such person will be under the guidance or under the influence or power of the material nature, Maya, Maya Mohika. Tindhi Guramani Bhavi. We are now illusioned by the influence of Maya, material energy, in three ways. my goodness, my passion, and my ignorance. But instead of serving God, we are now serving Maya. And so long, we shall be going on serving Maya, or serving in the prison house, we cannot be happy. So this material world is the prison house of God. Anyone who is living in this prison house, they are all prisoners. It may be demigod, as it is said, deva. Navai vidu ri sayonati deva, na siddha mukhya asura manushya. We are human beings. There are other beings, they are called asuras, they are very powerful. Asuras, and but godless. Just like nowadays, some portion of the world is occupied by the asuras. Their material is very powerful. But they are asuras, because they do not believe in God. Take for example, let's see. Of course, the mass of people, they are not like that. A fragmental portion of Russian people, they are godless. He cannot be godless if he becomes godless. If he becomes without religion, if he becomes without any intention to abide by the orders of God, then he will be punished. This is nature, sir. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn that Devi Jesa Gunavani Moho Maya Turutpaya. Everyone of us is serving under the order of Maya, illusory energy, material energy. And we are becoming tired sometimes, very much achieved, every one of us. Nobody is satisfied, cannot be satisfied. Because in the prison house, you cannot expect any comfortable life. That is not possible. Because it is meant for reformation, and there is punishment, and there is Indian time. You have to abide by that. Similarly, in this material world also, all of us, we are prisoners, because actually we have disobeyed the orders of God. That is our position. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sarva dharman paritrajya mametam saranam. This is dharma. We have created so many dharmas, or duties, so-called duties, social duty, political duty, humanitarian duty, so many. But we are violating. So many humanitarians, philanthropists, they are thinking of good welfare for the human beings, but they are not thinking any welfare for the poor animals. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse under some plea. So they are all punishers, because every living being is a son of the Supreme Person. Bhagavad Gita says. We also address the Supreme Being, God, as Father. Father means every one of us, we are sons. But we are disobedient. One who is obedient son, he is perfect. One who is disobedient son, he is imperfect. Therefore we have to ask, Father is giving food even to the disobedient son. He is so kind. The God is always kind upon us. But we are suffering because we have forgotten God. This is our position. Therefore, God comes, Krishna comes, and teaches us Bhagavad Gita, how to become God conscious, how to become obedient to God. And at last he says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. Now this saraṇāgati, how to surrender to God? You have to learn. Therefore, as you have to learn something from a superior person, therefore, it is recommended that how to learn. It is said, Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Papiro Manu. In the Shastra, it is recommended the 12 great personalities. You have to learn from them what is actually dharma, how to become obedient to the principles laid down by God. So they are described in the Shastra as 12 principal authorities. Oh, who are they? Swayambhu, Lord Brahma. Narada, Narad Muni. Then Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Kumara, the four Kumaras, Narad Kumaraji. Kapila, the great sage, Kapila. Mano, Mano, the original Mano, is the emperor of the universe, that Mano. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, he is also Mahat. We have to learn how to execute dharma from these great personalities. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, King Janaka, and Bhishma, the grandfather, Bhishma, and Bali Maharaj, and Vaiyasaki, Sugriva Goswami, like that. Just like if you want to learn something, you have to approach some expert in the matter. Similarly, if you want to learn what is dharma, how to execute it, then you have to approach such gurus or their representatives. Tadjjnanatham sa guru meva vigacche samitpani sutiyam brahmanistam. See, you cannot approach anyone else, as they recommended, just like government department. If you want to get some information, you have to go to a particular department and you have to learn it. Similarly, if you actually want to know what is dharma, then you have to accept the disciple succession of either of these great 12 persons. That is dharma. Then it is said, Dadashaite Vijanima, Dharma Bhagavatam Bhata, Vuyam Visuddham Durbodham, Yam Gyata Amritam Asmute. The same word, Amritam. In the modern civilization, they do not know what is Amritam. Amritam means immortality. If you execute Dharma perfectly, under the direction of the authorities, then the result will be that you will get immortal life. Amritavasana. This very word is used. The matter is Vuyam. Dadashaita Vijanima. These 12 persons, Jamaraj is speaking to the assistant of Jamaraj. That all these 12 men, he also included, Jamaraj is also one of the authorities. So he says, we 12 personalities, Dadashaite Vijanima, Dharmam Bhagavatam Bhata. We know, and Dharmam means Bhagavatam Dharma. Bhagavatam means in relationship with God, because I already explained, Dharma means the laws given by God. Therefore, dharma's another name is Bhagavatam Dharma, meaning activities or duties in terms of our relationship with God. That is called dharma. Dharma Bhagavatam. Dharma means Bhagavatam. No other dharma. In relationship with God. We must know who is God, what is my relationship with God, how I have to act in that relationship, and what is the perfection of that. These things we must know. Otherwise we are animals. Therefore it is called dharmena hina pusuritama. A person may be materially very qualified, but if he does not know what is God, what is the relationship with God, he has no qualities. That is stated. Parava bhaktasya puto mahatma. Those who are unaware of God and His service, he cannot, one cannot have any good qualities, any not good qualities. Therefore it is said here that Guhyam Visuddham Durbodham. Very confident. The activities of dharma. Very Guhyam. Very confident. Guhyam Visuddham. Visuddham means dharma does not mean any material action. Dharma means spiritual action. Visuddham. Pure of the contamination of the material qualities. Guhyam Visuddham Durbodham. Durbodham is very difficult to understand. Anything which is very difficult to understand, if you go to a superior authority, it becomes simplified. Just like you do not know law. Suppose you are in need of some legal protection, but you do not know under which legal protection I will say, you have to approach a good lawyer. You cannot say that I defend myself, I will do. No, that is not possible. When you are diseased, you have to consult a physician. Therefore, if you want to know what is dharma, then you have to approach these 12 great personalities. Otherwise, it will remain durbodham, very difficult to understand. Although it is very pure, because I am impure, I will not be able to understand. Guhyam Visuddham Durbodham Jatya Amritam Asmate. And if you are fortunate enough to understand what is religion, then you become immortal. Next life is immortal. This is the purpose of dharma. We should not be satisfied that I have got a dharma made by somebody, some relative or somebody else. That is not dharma. Dharma means to understand God. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it doesn't matter. If you think that by your principle you have understood God, and you have learned how to love God, and you have learned how to obey God, that dharma is perfect. That greater system is perfect. It may go on under any name, it doesn't matter. But if you have achieved the result, that is why. Just like if you pass your exams, it doesn't matter whether you pass it from London University or Calcutta University or Boston. You pass your examination, that will be taken into consideration. So similarly, Sabai Pumsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokal. That system of religion is perfect by which one can learn what is God and how to love God. That is perfect. But you are following very nicely dharma, your so-called dharma. But you have no knowledge of God, no love for God. It is simply wasting time. It is simply wasting time. Therefore, dharma means to understand God and to abide by God. To learn this scientific method, one has to approach. Ekavani lokasmin pumsana dharma parasmitaha bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grhanadhi. So, dharma means first class dharma, which teaches the followers how to know God, how to love Him. That is first class religion. So, itavani va lokasmin bhumsana dharma parasmita. Para means superior. Not inferior. Or transcendental. So, what is that? Bhakti yoga bhagavati. Bhakti yoga. This bhakti yoga. Devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is dharma. Bhakti yoga bhagavati tam nama grhanadhi. And it begins by chanting the holy name of God. This is God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is preaching the Sankirtan movement just to make the whole world to know God and how to love God. Thank you.